Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message entitled, I've entitled it, Remember Me. Those are the words of Jesus, and they relate to a very important sacrament of the church, which is Holy Communion. And I'm thinking now, I don't have the words open, but he said, with great desire, I have desired to eat this meal with you. This was something, he knew what was facing him. It was his last night on earth. He would be, after that time spent in the garden, the soldiers and guards would come and take him away, and he would be crucified the next day and suffer unimaginable, untold suffering and agonies, including that for a short time of being separated from his Father, because he called out, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? And at this particular time of year, as we prepare to celebrate the traditional Easter, the resurrection of our Lord, many churches and many places of worship are going to be having Holy Communion. And I thought it might be fitting to remember that which the Lord Himself has established. He spoke of baptism, and He spoke of His table, the Lord's table, if you will, Holy Communion, as something that we should remember Him. Paul addressed it clearly in 1 Corinthians, that we do remember the Lord's death until He come. And so generations, ever since the time of the early disciples, have continued this precious holy sacrament, this gathering at the table of the Lord to honor Jesus and what He has done. And so we were talking about the five things that are significant about Holy Communion, and I guess you could say in its simplest form, it's an enactment of the gospel message. Jesus came, He died, His body was broken, His blood was shed, He resurrected and is ascended to the right hand of the Father, and He's coming back for us. He said, do this until I come. It's also the sign of a true disciple. Those who understood the words of Jesus, they were not just hearing with their physical ears, but they understood spiritually. And the third thing we shared yesterday, it's an enactment of our faith. Faith without works is dead. And this is a very important part of our spiritual life. We have to complement our faith with a subsequent action. Works, without works, James said, our faith is dead. And so that communion is a voluntary statement, if you will, or demonstration that we want Christ to dwell in our hearts. It's a symbolic representation of what Jesus did, His body broken, His blood poured out for us, the fruit of the vine. And so we literally act it out. We're taking elements into our physical bodies by eating and drinking, indicating we want Christ to enter. We appreciate the sacrifice He did, and we're following His words to obey Him. All right, so let's move on. There's great spiritual significance in the term that Jesus used, which is somewhat arresting in the day He was living, to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. It was an amazing statement, and they're not the same, but that bread, if you will, symbolizes the power of self-giving and self-sacrifice to the utmost. That's what Jesus did. His body was broken, if you will. His bones weren't broken, but He suffered the greatest agony that a human being perhaps could ever suffer. I know others were crucified, but he carried the spiritual weight. It wasn't just the physical suffering, as horrendous as that was. It was the spiritual suffering of taking upon himself the sins of the entire world, of every living human being that was not only alive at that day, but whoever would live. And then that wine represents, as we receive it, it's in and through that very self-giving in terms of eating that bread, the body of Christ, if you will. It's through that self-sacrifice, through that giving, it is a life that is triumphant over death and is united to God. That just as he is alive, so we, he that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. That's what Jesus was talking about in John. It wasn't just a play on words, that as we believe in Jesus, we have eternal life to be with our Lord and Savior. And so both elements are needed for the complete and full act of communion. And these are divine gifts from God, a life that is willing to be sacrificial, that is willing to give itself up even to death. Think about that. Remember, Revelation says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And so it also indicates a life that rises from death. Even though we might call to be obedient unto death, that's not the end. It's only the beginning. We rise from death into union with our God. Let's look at a few verses that John shares in the 6th chapter, verses 53 to 58. These are the words of Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, let me just read verse 52, because that's sort of the setting. He's talking about he's the living bread come down from heaven, and they were just like, what? They couldn't understand it. So they strove among themselves. They were talking among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? They were arguing. Then Jesus said unto them, and he makes it really plain and really simple, and he doesn't seek to explain it. He just emphasizes what he said. That's what I said. He could be offensive unless you had ears to hear. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him, or remains in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me, or because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. He's talking to the Jews now. Not as your fathers did eat manna, remember, in the wilderness. That's how God fed them on angel's food, if you will, and are dead. But he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. And I have to read verse 60. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? It's difficult to understand. And when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? What, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. And in verse 65, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given him of my Father. God knows those who will come to him. And so those who receive and Jesus and make and partake of the Lord's table, make for their very own these gifts that he has given, has eternal life. As Jesus said, he said, abide in me and I in him. That's exactly what he was saying in verse 56 of what we read in John. And so Let's move on now and look at another point of the significance of Holy Communion to do it as a regular practice and has been with the church ever since the disciples' time. It shows the significance of our daily lives. Think about that. God was showing the importance and sacredness of our daily lives. We live in temples made with clay. We're just have a temporary body that it's subject to death unless the Lord returns. Death is the last enemy to be put underfoot. And so, especially for the people of his time, bread and wine were the most common of elements. It was found on the poorest of tables. Remember, give us this day our Lord's Prayer, our daily bread. That's our daily food. Those are the gifts from God, the food we have to eat and maintain health and survival. Now, the Hebrew conception of man was quite holistic. It was unlike the Greek concept or the Gnostics, who tended to despise the flesh and the physical realm was disdained. But Jesus used common things as channels of his teaching and revelation. Nothing was too ordinary to be used by Jesus. All life is sacred and holy. And holy, what does that mean? It means consecrated to God. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by, and we will continue on in tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. I do invite you to write and share your prayer requests. I promised I was going to share testimonies. Well, the time just flies by, so we can perhaps do that on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you so much for joining me. I love you. I do thank you for your prayer support and your faithful partnership. Without the partners, then I think I've got the best in the world. And it's a personal relationship I have with God's people. They write, and I remember many times when I'm not just praying over their letters, the Lord brings them to mind and I'm praying. So I invite you to become a part of our UCM spiritual family. My correspondence ministry is letters of encouragement. I don't fundraise. I trust God for that, and he's been faithful since 1965, since the ministry was begun by my late husband, and since Brother Glass has gone home since 97, he's continued to maintain the ministry. All glory to him. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.